Heavenly Father, this morning we just lift up Brother Lou. We thank you for sending him to share to us, with us, of yourself. And Lord, we just ask for the presence of your Holy Spirit and the anointing to be upon Lou this morning.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus, how sweet the name.
Amen.
No, it's no name under heaven whereby man will be saved. I'm so thankful to be here this morning. Such a joy always to gather with you saints. It's a joy to gather with all the saints. All the saints, but some saints... We seem to be so, I don't know if more is the right word. How can we be more than one in the body of Christ?
Amen.
Everyone that's washed in the blood and born of the Spirit, we're all one. I'm so thankful to be here today. I got to talk in my heart this morning to come. Share a little truth about joy with you this morning. First, I want to say how thankful I am to the Lord Jesus Christ in me and I in him. I thank him for three wonderful gifts that he gave me in this particular order. He gave me a gift of sobriety. Gave me the gift of sanity. And the greatest gift of all, my salvation in his Son.
Amen.
Oh, how thankful I am. Like Wesley wrote a great hymn, over 1,000 tongues to praise my great Redeemer's name would never be enough. For me, and I trust for you also. I'd like to share, as I said, a bit about joy this morning. And from the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 30. And I'm going to read a few verses from Psalms chapter 30. Thank you, Lord. How wonderful he is. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Beginning at verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But joy cometh in the morning. I want to share this morning with you the great truth of God. In double joy, we can experience and are meant to have double joy. But we have to have one first before we can really have the other. In the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved, as they came to see the new babe, and in the Gospel of Luke, it makes mention that there was great joy great joy to behold him at his birth, his incarnation. And so many celebrate this time without knowing the reality of that wonderful joy. And I was, for the longest time, beloved, there as well, not knowing the reality of the first, that incarnation joy of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now I want to turn, if I may, to, it says, joy cometh in the morning. And what morning did that speak about? I remember many Christmases that when the morning came, I didn't have too much joy, beloved. I had very little joy, and not real joy, you see. Of course, before knowing his joy, for Brother Lou, was only a party time. That's all. It was a party time. And every Christmas, as the Christmas trees or tree of my own was lit up, I was more lit than the Christmas tree. Way more lit than the Christmas tree. And then, and hardly remembered too much about the events of the evening. And we would visit family to family. And when we came to my house, the first thing I said, have a joyous drink. And how wonderful when we know and come to know the reality of the real meaning and the real joy of Christmas. And it's in the morning, as this verse says in Psalms, weeping is but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And oh God, I remember weeping. I remember a lot of weeping. I remember weeping a lot in my life along the way before knowing Christmas. Really knowing Christmas. I remember going into a stone church building. Going in there. Drunk on my knees. It was empty. And thank God the door was open. And going in there and falling on my knees and crying out, God. All I could cry out was, God, help me. God. God, help me. I don't want to go on like this anymore. God, I don't want to drink anymore. God, please, God, help me. And a few years later, it wasn't right away. God helped me. He helped me first with a gift of sobriety I made mention of. On October 22nd, 1964, Brother Lou had his last drink. And a year and a half later, after that, Brother Lou was saved and born again in 1966. By the mercies of God, he had answered my prayer those years back when I prayed and called out to God and asked God, weeping. God, please help me. So it says weeping is but for a night. There may be all kinds of weepings that we may experience in the wisdom and love of God. And it says joy comes in the morning. And what morning is that? Luke 24, verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre and found not the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was early in the morning. Weeping is but for a night. But joy comes in the morning. What morning is that? What morning is that? That's the morning I trust everyone present here this morning has come to that morning to see that he's not. Why you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen. And we can't know the double joy. We can't know the real joy without knowing the first and real reality of Christ at Christmas. I didn't know the real joy of Christmas until I knew the Lord Jesus Christ risen from the grave. Then I really knew the first Christmas of his first coming, beloved. It's when we know the risen Savior and that he's within the bosom of our heart. This is where he came to reside, within us, in our heart. So I share with you this morning the wonderful reality I trust for each one present here, and I trust it is so, that we know that weeping comes is only but for a night, weeping, but joy comes in the morning. And that morning, we can reflect upon that morning. I trust we can, can't we? Can reflect upon that morning that made Christmas to become real to us, became real to our innermost being. I can remember it well. Can you remember that morning? Can you remember? Brother Jim shared this morning. He lay in bed. And he had revealed to him by the Holy Spirit of God the morning that is of all mornings for each one of us, for every one of us. That morning. Can you remember your morning this morning that has caused you to know what Christmas is really all about? What it's all about? Yes, I trust you can. I can remember mine. In that same stone structure that I made mention, which happened to be an Episcopalian building, which I was forced to go to as a child. I was made to go as a child to church. My parents didn't go, but I was made to go. I share a little too about that experience, not knowing this morning yet in my life. Yeah, it was a big stone Episcopalian structure. And there was a graveyard in the back, and I used to cut through there to get to the building to go to the church. But a lot of Sunday mornings, when I would go, I would hide out among the tombstones, and I wouldn't attend the service. And I would keep the collection money for candy. And then I would keep the collection money for candy. And after I had used the collection money for candy, I began to get a little fear and intrepidation, because I thought, God's going to get me now. God's going to get me now. But rejoice, because of that morning that came later on. You see, he really got me. Hallelujah, he really got me. Oh, glory to God, he got me. And got you. And he got you. Yes. And it was in that same structure, as I share later on, that I went back after being gifted with the gift of sobriety and sanity. I went back to that Episcopalian church and building because I didn't know where else to go, because I was being drawn by the Holy Spirit and God. And so I went. I had spent time in fellowship with another person who had just come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Russell, my dear Brother Russ. And he had been sharing the Lord Jesus with myself and Dorothy. We went to play canasta, and all he talked about was Christ, because he had only been saved, I think, 1 week. And he didn't want to talk about anything else. So there we're not even with the cards, and Brother Russ is talking about Jesus and the Lord. And so I decided that morning to go back to this Episcopalian church and this building. And I went there, and they had a huge crowd, very big crowd, and they had an annex to the building. It was so crowded, I had to go into the annex. And so I went into the annex, and they were having their service there, beloved. And in the service, they had in the hymnal a song, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. The Holy Spirit touched my heart. Touched my heart. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and revealed to me, if I were the last person on earth, I knew Jesus Christ had died for me and for all my sin. And then and there was that morning experience for me, for Brother Lou. I was born again. Born again. And filled with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of joy. And from that day to this, hallelujah, I know that wonderful verse and reality of Ephesians 5:18, where it says by Paul the Apostle, and that he wrote these wonderful words, be ye not drunk with wine in excess, but be you filled with the Holy Ghost. And hallelujah. He fills us with joy. And he fills us with double joy, the joy of knowing the reality of Christ and Christmas and his incarnation. But we have to come first, don't we? We have to come to that early morning encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ in the tomb. That he's risen from the grave. He's risen from the grave, beloved brothers and sisters. We have double joy today. Double joy. Hallelujah. Double joy. Oh, Lord. Yes, full of glory. Full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes. So I trust you too can, even today, take a little moment, remind or think upon the day, you see, you experienced the reality of Christmas, the real knowledge, the real inner witness of knowing that Jesus Christ was born in your heart, and he's in you and you're in him. Beloved, think about it, wonderful. I remember Brother Charlie sharing a little of his early morning experience with me years and years ago. And it wasn't in a church building. No, it wasn't. I think they were having a little dice game and something was going on around them. Jesus became real. We can say, doesn't it, when you think of the double joy, doesn't it overwhelm your heart with joy? Just with joy unspeakable. It just overwhelms us with such joy. Such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful joy in him. I don't know everyone in this building, but I trust everyone does know that double joy. You know the first one, and many of us only knew that by knowledge, and we're totally unaware of the reality, like my experience was for so many years. So it's this, the second joy, beloved. It was early in the morning, and they went to the tomb. And the tomb was empty. The tomb was empty. Listen, resurrection revealed to us by the Holy Spirit of God. Beloved, by the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, yes Lord. Just wonderful. Amen. Yes. Amen. Wonderful. Brother Paul, can you help me, please? I'd like to sing a song. I dropped my notes. I didn't have any. Amen.
Divine providence.
Yes. Divine providence. Amen. Brother Paul, you know what? I want to tell you something. And I want to tell all of you that all of you, every one of you, is leaving no one out. All of you are a blessing to me. I want to tell you, Brother Paul, you know, and such variety all of we have, like we all have some differences, but we all have different differences, maybe little idiosyncrasies. Some have a very good sense of humor, we all have different, you know, but how different all of us are. We're all still. We're all one in Jesus Christ. We're all one in Jesus. You see? And the truth in God that as I am inseparable in Christ and he in me, I am inseparable with all of you. I'm going to be together with Paul Greenlee forever. Oh, Lord. But I want to tell you, you are a blessing, and all of you are a blessing. I want to take the opportunity to share that with every one of you here this morning, you know? Yes, what a glorious day. Yea, Lord. Every day in God is a glorious day. As we look forward to him. So could you please help me? I'd like to maybe just close my time together with you this morning, singing a song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face, and all the things of this world will grow strangely dim.
Amen.
And dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. As we look into his glorious face. And you know too, and I close with these words as well, when we know this Christ in us and we in him. You see, when I look into his glorious face, you know where I see him? In you, brother. In you, brother. In you, sister. In you, brother. In you, brother. I see Jesus in everyone who has Jesus Christ. Where? In them. In them. Could you stand together with me and sing that glorious hymn? Thank you.